David Evanier wrote a book called Roman Candle, The Life of Bobby Darin, which is brand new. Right, David?
Just out.
So we got that out of the way now.
All right, you're happy now? We mentioned a book.
All right, so Joel
yes, sir.
Has just come back from California where he saw the new Bobby Darin picture, which is starring Kevin Spacey.
Oh, Beyond the Sea.
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I got thrown at first because I'm so immersed in Bobby Darin after making this Aces back-to-back package that all I can hear is Bobby Darin. Now, in the movie, unlike the Ray Charles movie where Jamie Foxx, you know, lip syncs to Ray Charles music, Kevin Spacey does all the singing. Mm. So it took me a little bit to get into it. But he has a real interesting take on Darin in that there are devices he uses. You know, he's like 8 or 9 years older now than Bobby Darin was when he died. And he plays him as a young man, and he sings, and he dances, and he does a complete theatrical, dramatic thing. And the movie's not factual. It's more of an impressionistic thing. So it took me a couple of minutes. Now, I don't use myself as a gauge because I would like to have a human see it. Somebody, you know.
I'll go see it next week.
Okay, yeah, okay. You seem like a human. So you go see it and you tell me what you think.
All right.
As I got into it, I enjoyed it. And the last third of the picture, Kevin Spacey really nails something.
He's an Academy Award winner.
So what is it?
Well, in other words, he captures Darin's end, I thought, very poignantly. Hmm. You know, and once you get used to the fact that he's singing, you know, it just threw me. I'm not really a good guy to ask. I think the movie is a very interesting fantasy on the life of somebody who had a reality. He builds it on fact, but then he takes it out. And there's like, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. You know the movie Pennies from Heaven, that Steve Martin movie? There are elements of like a Pennies from Heaven.
Like
kind
all
of
that
thing.
Jazz also, the Fosse film?
I didn't really see all that jazz, but I did see Pennies from Heaven. And Spacey uses devices. It's not a standard biopic, so it's more interesting. Mm. And you got to bend a little bit to get into it. And once you get into it, this guy's something. And he's a good guy. I hung out with him a little bit. He's a good guy, and he really cares about it. It's a passion.
Yeah.
It took him 12 years to get it made.
Have you read the book, Roman Candle?
I read it real quick when I got it. Well, you know, I met David before, so I knew he was going to write a good book.
Is it similar to the picture?
No. This book is down the middle. It's right down the middle.
Have you seen it? David, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
All right. How about you, Harriet? Did you see the film? All right. When is it open?
December 10th, I think, in L.A. and New York, and then the 17th in a few other places, and then, the end of December? Or
29th.
29th, and then it's on, you know, like nationwide release.
Yeah. Oh, now, Jimmy Scalia is here. Jimmy does an impression of Bobby Darin.
I do. Do I?
Yeah.
Well, I do an impression of an archivist. That's what I do.
I know.
Okay.
And he brings you sausage from Lodi, New Jersey.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
That's great.
Lodi, New Jersey. All right.
The Bobby Darin years seem to have been all turmoil, you know, and he didn't get appreciated until after he died.
Well, I don't think he's really appreciated yet, you know.
Yeah.
Is that right, Charles?
I think he's on a cusp right now of being recognized legend status, you know. I think now, you know, especially once this film comes out, that helped, and then you have discs like, you know, and books similar, you know, to what's going on here, then people are going to realize, you know, it only took like 30 years in the making, but I think now's the time.
I think the most amazing thing from little I know about it is that he knew he was going to die at a young age, and doctors did not expect him to live as long as he lived, so he worked with a passion, you know, much greater than most artists do, and I think that propelled him to hitting the heights he hit. He also was great in movies that weren't great movies. His performances were always brilliant, but the pictures weren't always great. So, you know, his acting didn't get the acclaim it deserved, as well as his recording career.
But he was nominated for an Academy Award for Captain Newman.
He didn't pick films that were going to really put him out there in a way where they were going to establish him, you know, his reputation wasn't going to be established through these films, like he did a John Cassavetes film,
Too Late Blues.
It was in black and white. He was dying to do that film.
It's a terrible movie.
Well, but he wanted to do it because he loved John Cassavetes.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. So did Ben Gazzara. They're real good friends.
Yeah.
Joe, did you ever see him live?
Yeah.
Well, what did you think?